Capital City Builders.
Hi, Rick. It's Nadine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have just a couple of minutes to go over your receipt?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we sent it to your email, and we also sent it to you in a text message. So I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and this would have either came before or after the welcome one.
Okay, let's see. Because okay. I found the invoice. Let's see if it says initial.
Yeah, if it's usually, it'll say initial invoice or it'll say invoice on it. It'll start off by saying, Dear Rick, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it goes on to say that a copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I've got the copy of the invoice.
Okay, beautiful. I'm going to walk you through this. So it goes on to say, right, that it's a recurring payment, to keep that in mind. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Okay, let me find that.
It's on the same invoice when you're reading it.
Click here to accept your subscription.
Yes, sir. So you're going to click on that, Rick, and then what it's going to do, it's going to take you to this page that will say Local Splash, Terms of Experience at the very top, and just let me know when you're there, and then I'm going to walk you through this, okay?
Okay, I'm here.
Uh-huh. Okay. So under your services, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, directory submissions, okay, which are directories, like I mentioned to you, you know, the Bing, the Yahoo. You already have a profile on Yelp, so we won't create you a new one. We'll just make sure that when we update your information that we also update it there as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
mm-hmm.
customized website, that doesn't apply to you because we're going to make sure it's your own website that's being attached where your business is promoted, okay? Now, Facebook business page access is part of your package, as well as the Facebook ads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, those are other products that we do assist with. As I had mentioned to you, I would recommend the Google Guaranteed over the Google Ads,
mm-hmm.
okay? So
mm-hmm.
you have the information on that we went over. If you're interested in it, just reach out to me. And
mm-hmm.
then under Google Workspace, where it says that there with a little asterisk. So Google Workspace,
mm-hmm.
they might offer it to you during your client interview. It's an additional cost. You do not have to do it. That would be like having an email, Rick, that says rick@capitalcitybuilders.com, okay? You don't need to do it. You could decline it. Advanced reporting system is part of your package, as well as the live client support team. You see our hours are there Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, with our phone number. We do communicate to you through text message, and then here's our delivery dates again. As I had mentioned to you, we always say 30 to 45 for the first page, but as I mentioned as well, I've seen it happen sooner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you in the loop and send you notifications as we're processing and completing each step, so that way you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Like, we'll notify you once you're on the first
mm-hmm.
page, when your Facebook ads are live, so we'll keep you in the loop. Now,
mm-hmm.
it shows under payments today that you paid $299 to activate your services. How we break
mm-hmm.
it down, Rick, is we take $100 of that $199 and we actually allocate it to your Facebook ads. You will not incur a cost per click, okay? We're managing all of this. Now, if you
mm-hmm.
look at the monthly thereafter, we give you the breakdown again. But it's always going to be the $199 plus the $100, $299, meaning it will
mm-hmm.
never change. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Under seasonal holds and cancellations, it shows you there, just at least call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then where it shows mobile phone, it's your phone number listed there. Now the box underneath of that,
mm-hmm.
there's 2 little boxes. I need to check both of them. The first one that you're checking, you are agreeing to receive SMS messages sent to your phone number. Okay, so you'll check that box, just click in it.
Okay.
And then you'll click in the next box because you're certifying that you are the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and that information is complete and accurate. Okay. So it's okay. Basically you're saying it's your name on the card.
Yeah.
And then at the very bottom, Rick, it's asking you to type your name exactly as it reads in that box next to where it says sign. Just Rick, space, and then Stratton. Don't put the date because it's already populated there for you. And yep. Then when okay. you do that, you're just going to click on confirm signature. Okay?
Okay.
When you do that, it should be opening up a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know once you see that.
Yeah, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. Right now, we don't have the username or password yet because the technician is going to be creating that. So within 5 to 7 days, you will receive an email with this link, a username, and a password. You can even update it to a password of your choice because they'll generate one for you, okay? So I wanted you to see this part. Now, the last thing to remind you is that we'll be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock from that 877 number, so we'll send you that reminder an hour before your interview. If for some reason when we call, Rick, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes, and we'll call you right back, okay?
Okay, back to the what you mentioned, Nadine, about 5 to 7 days, the technician's going to call.
Oh, no, the technician is going to email you. So in 5 to 7 days, be on the lookout for an email from Local Splash, and that email is going to have that link to the reporting system. It's going to have a username in that email and a password so that you know how to log into it. Okay?
Oh, so
yes,
yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Because we don't have the username or password down, like that page that you're looking at. I wanted you to see it because that's where you would go in and view your reports. We don't have the username or password yet because the technician is going to be creating it.
Nadine, what do you call this page?
This is called your tracking and reporting system, client dashboard. I would call it the client dashboard, but it's where you track your reports with us.
Okay, so the link to the client, I've created an account.
Yeah, I would, if you want to even save it to your desktop, I would say save it as client dashboard.
A link to client dashboard, okay.
Yes, save it as that. Okay?
Okay.
Rick, I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our Local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. I hope you don't mind that I did notate that you're an Air Force veteran. I hope you don't mind that I notated that.
No, no, we're proud of that.
Okay. Yes, I'm proud of it too. I mean, we want to make sure that we're always thanking our servicemen and women, right? It is greatly appreciated. It really is. I always make sure to call my dad, too, on Veterans Day.
Yeah. When we used to have to march, you know, in groups of 60 in a flight. We called them flights of 60 guys. And then
right.
We march in front of the general, and they're, the band, the music, and the fighter jets are swinging by.
Right,
and,
you know.
Turn and salute the generals, and man, it's so patriotic. It's so amazing.
Oh, it is. I mean, stuff like that gives me chills. You know, I'll tell you, Rick, my husband and I, we were just watching on the news. There was this Navy veteran who does a lot for the servicemen, right, and women who have already, you know, retired. And I will be the first to say that we don't take care of our vets as we should. I feel we don't. And my husband and I, we were talking about this because they were showing how the community came together, and it made me kind of emotional just even watching it or even talking about it now. But they surprised him and decorated his whole house for Christmas, right? And the electric company, okay, even gave him a year of free electricity for the year because he does so much for the veterans and for the community. And my husband looked at me and he goes, you know, we don't take care of our vets. We do them a disservice. And I'm like, you're right. So whenever I see a veteran, like even when you see someone with a veteran hat on, right, I always thank them for their service because, I mean, that's the least we should be doing. But I also feel that we should be doing a lot more. I kind of, I feel a little disappointed when we don't take care of our veterans because, I mean, it's an ultimate sacrifice you guys are making too, as well as your family when you're away, you know, and I say that because I have a lot of family members that are, well, I don't even think we have any that have been in the Air Force, but I know for sure Navy, Marine, and Army. In fact, my son-in-law, they're stationed in Hawaii right now. My daughter's out there, so he's in the infantry. Uh-huh. Yeah, so everybody's like, boo hoo, he's in Hawaii. You know,
yeah,
in Oahu, right? Suffering.
They didn't send them.
Right? What a bummer, you know? But, I mean, I really do think because, I mean, I know my family made sacrifices having to be away, and especially when they were deployed at times, so... I just want to say again, thank you so much for your service. It's so appreciated.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Rick. Well, we'll talk to you in a bit then, okay?
Okay, so my next call apparently
will be between 2 and 3. Uh-huh. So I'm going to, hopefully I'm not on another call. I'm going to try to really make myself available because I do like doing the introduction with your technician. I enjoy that, and I think it's a great thing just to kind of be like, hey, here's your tech, you know, and because you and I have built that rapport too, so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye.